As discussed earlier, Wells was probably the most influential literary figure among pre-World War II American progressives. Despite his calls for a new liberal fascism and enlightened Nazism, Wells, more than anyone else, lent romance to the progressive vision of the future. He was also a keen eugenicist, and particularly supportive of the extermination of unfit and darker races. He explained that if his new republic was to be achieved, swarms of black and brown and dirty white and yellow people would have to go. "It is in the sterilization of failures," he added, "and not in the selection of successes for breeding, that the possibility of an improvement of the human stock lies." In The New Machiavelli, he asserts that eugenics must be the central tenet of any true and successful socialism. Every improvement is provisional except the improvement of the race. While Wells could be squeamish about how far the state should go in translating this conclusion into policy, he remained a forceful advocate for the state to defend aggressively its interest in discouraging parasitic classes. George Bernard Shaw, no doubt because of his pacifist opposition to World War I, has acquired the reputation of an outspoken individualist and free thinker suspicious of state power and its abuses. Nothing could be further from the truth. Shaw was not only an ardent socialist, but totally committed to eugenics as an integral part of the socialist project. "The only fundamental and possible socialism is a socialization of the selective breeding of man," he declared. Shaw advocated the abolition of traditional marriage in favor of more eugenically acceptable polygamy under the auspices of a State Department of Evolution and a new eugenic religion. He particularly lamented the chaotic nature of a laissez-faire approach to mate selection, in which people select their wives and husbands less carefully than they select their cashiers and cooks. "Besides," he explained, "a smart woman would be more content with a 10% share in a man of good genetic stock than a 100% share in a man of undesirable lineage." What was therefore required was a human stud farm in order to eliminate the Yahoo whose vote will wreck the Commonwealth. According to Shaw, the state should be firm in its policy toward criminal and genetically undesirable elements. With many apologies and expressions of sympathy and some generosity in complying with their last wishes, he wrote with a ghoulish glee, "we should place them in the lethal chamber and get rid of them." Other liberal heroes shared Shaw's enthusiasm. John Maynard Keynes, the founding father of liberal economics, served on the British Eugenic Society's board of directors in 1945, at a time when the popularity of eugenics was rapidly imploding thanks to the revelation of Nazi concentration camp experiments. Nonetheless, Keynes declared eugenics the most important, significant, and, I would add, genuine branch of sociology which exists. Julian Huxley, the founder of the World Wildlife Fund, first director of UNESCO, and revered science popularizer, co-wrote The Science of Life with Wells and Wells' son. Huxley, too, was a sincere believer in eugenics. Havelock Ellis, the pioneering sex theorist and early architect of the birth control movement, spoke for many when he proposed a eugenic registry of all citizens so as to provide a real guide as to those persons who are most fit or most unfit to carry on the race. Ellis did not oppose Nazi sterilization programs, believing that good science need not become mixed up in the Nordic and anti-Semitic aspects of Nazi aspiration.